Hello and welcome to Walk the Pod, your daily walking show where I take my podcast for a walk because I don't have a dog. You're very welcome along. This is episode 2, series 42 on life, the universe and everything. The 42nd series of Walk the Pod, in which I walk around a small park behind a hospital in southwest London and discuss everything, life, the universe and everything that I have learned about how to be so far. And today, a very, very, very important concept: unconditional positive regard. If you are slightly more emotionally minded, you might like to think of this as love or unconditional love. But if you think that love is going a bit far, if you are perhaps British, I'm not sure we'd go so far as to say love, then unconditional positive regard, which basically means making incredibly generous assumptions about yourself, about your friends, about your kids, your parents, your loved ones, and your acquaintances alike. It's one of the most powerful concepts there is, and I humbly present it to you today, this Gratitude Tuesday. Welcome to Walk the Pod.
Morning, Rach. It's Gaynor here, walking Pippin the dog with Tatty. I can see at least 42 trees for series 42. And I think the meaning of life might be walk in trees. It's the most beautiful day in the world here near Bradford. And we're sending love to you and all the poddies. Happy series 42. Bye from Gaynor.
Thank you, Gaynor. Thank you, Tatty. Thank you, Pippin the dog, near Bradford, walking amongst 42 trees and suggesting that one of the answers to life, the universe and everything might be walking amongst trees. I couldn't agree more. I think that's absolutely right. Today, I would like to offer you additionally, as mentioned, unconditional positive regard, a concept coined by Carl Rogers, a psychotherapist who wrote a book called How to Be, or How to Be a Human, or something like that, in the 70s, or maybe the 60s. I'm afraid Walk the Pod is long on unconditional positive regard, quite short on research sometimes. Apologies for not having curated the information better. But Carl Rogers, the psychotherapist, unconditional positive regard, and his book How to Be a Human in the World, or something like that, is the important stuff to take away from this if you want to read more about it. Generous assumptions is perhaps a modern way to refer to unconditional positive regard, but what it is essentially saying is, let's assume that everybody is a good person. That's the very first thing. Now, that might seem like a given to a lot of people, and I think if you were raised in a perfect world, you would grow up thinking, yes, I am a good person. But I don't think that is actually a given for many people. Many people fundamentally doubt that point, and trying to get people to accept it about themselves and others is possibly one of the things we can do to bring good stuff to every day. If one of the other things about life, the universe and everything is that the moment we have is now, and that we do not have access to the past or the future, and so there's really no point spending too much time thinking about them, and what we need to do is put as much as we can into today. Or as the Stoic philosophers might say, this is the only day, we don't know whether we have any more days. Then if we are to bring everything we can to today, then treating every single person with unconditional positive regard might be the way to do that. How would you do that? Well, I would just refer everybody to my wonderful Canadian therapist, who took everything that I ever said to her with the most generous assumption possible. So when I would say, well, I hate this person, they're really doing my head in, it's really, I don't want to be in the room with them anymore, can't stand them, don't want to spend any more time with them, she would interpret that in the most generous way possible, which is to say to me, you are perceiving that this person is not behaving in a way that actually is any good for them or anyone else. And it's really difficult to see that. And that's what you're telling me, is that you're finding it very, very difficult to be around somebody who is sabotaging themselves, sabotaging other people. And it's your concern for them that is causing you to respond with hate. Now, that is incredibly generous as an assumption. And I did not believe that for one second when she said it to me originally. But I think over time, having reflected on it, I sort of am beginning to think, no, maybe that is actually it, really, fundamentally, if you take it right back to the basics. Maybe that genuinely is what our discontent with other people is about, is finding it hard to see people behaving in ways that doesn't align with our own values, and assuming those values are good, which I think we can. And maybe that's a generous assumption as well, to say that everybody has good values. But if we can say that the values on which we're all based are good, then it's difficult to see people acting outside of that. And perhaps society and culture is normative in a particular way of trying to get people to behave in alignment with society's and culture's values. Now, whether 2023 culture and values are genuinely good, given as we are in endgame capitalism and in a world which many people find very, very difficult to be in, is debatable. But some people have their religious values to fall back on, and those are helping them, and other people have their own moral code. And I guess part of being alive is working out what our values are for ourselves. Are we going to adopt the ones given to us by society and or culture, or are we going to come up with our own ones, or are we going to borrow them from a particular niche religion or a mainstream religion or a band, and so on. I hope this is making some kind of sense. It is, as always, a bit of a ramble chat. If it makes you think of anything, and yesterday's episode inspired some members of the community to come up with song titles, if it makes you think of song titles, share with me your song titles. That's totally fine. Whatever it makes you think of, I would love to hear it. Walkthepod.com. What can I see directly in front of me? Well, apologies, first of all, if you can hear a little bit of crackling on the podcast. I have a cookie in a paper bag and I keep crackling it against the microphone. And apologies also to people listening to episodes of Walk the Pod, which have a lot of wind noise on them. I am absolutely overwhelmed by very kind friends who are sending me windshields in the post, because my gardening glove is obviously not entirely up to the task. There's a pup in the park, sniffing and rootling through a load of autumnal leaves, slightly wet leaves, lying all over the ground, and the owner standing some distance away, kicking a tennis ball in its general direction. Barely a soul in the park today, because it is December. And it's cold, and it's a little bit mid. And I chatted to a colleague just now about doing a morning meditation and how difficult it was to keep it up. And I was sharing how difficult it is to do a daily walk, particularly at this time of year, and how I had to commit to a podcast episode a day in order to keep me to my daily walks. And as I was saying yesterday, I don't go on walks when the podcast is off air nearly as much as I do when it's on air, so I'm indebted to you as ever for keeping me on this track. dog running for the tennis ball now. Been kicked by the owner, just skips a couple of times, and then clomp into the dog's mouth. I'm walking over particularly sodden leaves today. They seem even wetter than they were yesterday. Hospital humming quietly in the background. And no tots in the park at all to speak of, because it is wet. So all of the swings are wet. The roundabout is wet. The tube slide is wet. Although presumably the inside of the tube slide is dry. The slide is wet. Everything. Reminds me of my friend Nicola, who I went to Edinburgh Festival with in, was it 2018 or 19, I forget which. I think it was 18. And spoke about, in her comedy set, spoke about how she would slide down a wet slide on a Warburton's bread packet. Back in the day. It was a kind of wet, waxed bread packet you used to be able to get in the 80s when we were both growing up. It's funny how walking around a park every day can still bring up all kinds of different memories on different days based on what's going on, if you pay attention to what's directly in front of you. Another thing that I've just remembered whilst wandering around recording this episode on unconditional positive regard is something that Sam, my lovely girlfriend, has said to me on a couple of occasions, which is that when you have a thought, and this has got to do with making generous assumptions about how you see the world, when you have a thought, your first thought is not your fault. So any amount of judgment that you find yourself partaking of as you encounter people in the world, any kind of disgust reflex you have about things, or shock, or, you know, most of the emotions we experience and most of the reactions we have to things are not our fault. They are sort of injected into us by the environment in which we grow up. So the most important thing to give a generous assumption to is your second thought. Once you've engaged your brain, rather than just allowing your gut instinct to take over, what you think and what you experience, having sort of considered and maybe dismissed your first thought, is what you really think about the thing. And so we can give ourselves a lot of slack. And I think later on in the series, I'm going to be covering radical self-trust, which is another thing that I think is one of the fundamental things about being alive. Trusting myself absolutely about absolutely everything, including all the things that are bad, including the procrastination, including the anger, including the cynicism and spite. And, you know, you can interpret all of that in a generous way in which you trust yourself, if you just decide to. And if you take all of that seriously, not only are you being kinder to yourself, but it will allow you to be kinder to other people as well. And also, if you're prepared to hang in with some of these things and actually take them seriously rather than feel shame and dismiss them immediately, you can work out a few things. For example, I'll give you a tangible example because I'm being very vague today, I feel, or very sort of esoteric, or whatever the right word is. Scarcity versus abundance is one of the things we've talked about a lot on Walk the Pod before. When I feel scarcity, when I am unable to see how much I have and how lucky I am and how privileged and so on, I have come to interpret that as a form of tiredness. I feel that scarcity when I'm particularly in need of rest, a particular kind of rest, a deep, nurturing kind of a rest. And so rather than beat myself up for feeling scarcity when I evidently don't have any, I am now more likely to think to myself, you just need a bit of downtime, bit of proper sleep, bit of relaxation, maybe in front of the television, bit of non-productivity, and the abundance mindset will return. So Radical self-trust is something we'll cover later on in this series. And I very much look forward to bringing it to you. Thank you for walking with me today, dear friends. I shall wrap it up quickly because I feel I've gone on too long already. This is supposed to, after all, to be a 10-minute podcast, and I feel I've already gone on for about 13. Take care of your beautiful mind, yourselves and each other. Enjoy the imperfect day. Do share your Gratitude Day thoughts with your friends or your family, or if you're on the Discord server, with the Gratitude Day channel. And I will be back tomorrow.